this season. And I'm going to grow. I'm going to advance, produce, succeed, rise, unfold, stretch, mature in this season. I'm a growing woman. Dear growing woman.
Hello, hello, hello there. Welcome back to the Dear Grown Women's Podcast, Reload. Woo-woo. I'm so glad that you've decided to tune in today. I hope you take a moment to subscribe to this podcast. We are back. Certainly, certainly back. Man, 2020 has been an interesting year. A lot has taken place, both personally, spiritually, as well as in our country, over the world. Like, a lot has taken place. And everything that has taken place, a lot of things have been overwhelming, but there have been a lot of great things that have happened this year as well. One thing in particular that has happened that I'm grateful for, and I hate that it happened the way that it did, but I'm grateful that exposure happened. And a lot of people don't say a whole lot about exposure, and they don't say positive things about exposure. Let me say it that way. Sometimes the exposure can rock a world, honestly. But I really believe that God wanted his people to see who is who and who is not who. I think it's really important for us to be aware of those that labor among us. What are people's heart intentions? What are their real motives for doing what it is that they do, for saying the things they say, for believing the things that they believe? And in this, I encourage each and every one of you to not be blind to that. Don't be blind to the people that you work with. Don't be blind to the people in your family. Don't be blind to your friends or associates or acquaintances. Don't be blind to spiritual leadership. Just don't be blind. Like, God has given us the ability to have discernment, and with discernment, wisdom. And wisdom is the principal thing. And of course, you read that in the book of Proverbs. But today's episode is going to be focused on, so I'll tell the story behind it. So I did something for myself this year with all the overwhelming things that have been happening. I decided to invest in godly counsel. I have a therapist, and she is always she is always pushing me to overcome some of the fears that I have and to really dive into depth in who I am and all that God has put inside of me. So therapy is one of the best things that I have invested in when it comes to investing in myself. And I'm glad that I did it. And if you are thinking about doing it, do it. Like, you owe that to yourself. And as this reload goes forward, and I guess I can call it a season two, you'll hear more from different people concerning different topics that really matter to our community and matter to women. Things that we just need to talk about, basically. Well, it started out when I first got the title for the episode, I was just kind of like, okay, God, where are you going with this? And at first, it was going from the perspective of 2020 being canceled so early on. And 2020 has been challenging, but the lessons that I've learned in 2020, I would not take back, if that makes sense. So then God kind of changed everything as I am currently working through some things. And the title of today's episode is Don't Speak Too Soon. What does that mean? Don't speak too soon. I'm going to take you guys into a scripture, James chapter 1. And I'm going to read it in the Message translation. And in the Message translation, it starts at verse 19. And it says, chapter 1, verse 19. Post this at all the intersections, dear friends. Lead with your ears, follow up with your tongue, and let anger straggle along in the rear. God's righteousness doesn't grow from human anger, so throw all spoiled virtue and cancerous evil in the garbage. In simple humility, let our gardener, God, landscape you with the word, making a salvation garden of your life. I'm going to let that marinate for a second. And if you read this verse in a different translation, you're going to read the be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to anger. And a lot of things have occurred where I wanted to just say what it is I needed to say, no matter how it hurt, no matter who it hurt. And it was in those instances that Holy Spirit would either nudge me himself or send someone, a trusted voice to me in a time where they didn't know what was really going on, or maybe they did, but send a trusted voice to say, wait. And in almost every instance where I waited, I'm glad that I waited, only because God has a way of revealing other things. And sometimes I really believe that a lot of us, I can speak for me. I really think I want to see the harvest in which people reap when they sow, especially evil things towards either someone I care about or myself. And that was something that I really, really wanted. But I didn't realize that was something that I wanted. That was something that was unconscious in my mind, not realizing that that's not of Christ. And the Bible does say that he says, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord, I will repay. And it does not necessarily mean that repayment will come with right in front of your eyes, and it'll come right after it happens. God has a way of being God. Like, we have to be confident in that however he responds is what is necessary. And we have to be very careful with saying the first thing that comes out of our mouths, because a lot of times the first thing that comes out is not the right thing. I think I read something that talked about usually you say what you want to say at first, and then you say what you should have said, or something like that. I have to find that quote for you guys. But it was talking about how when you first say something without really thinking, that is really what you want to say, but it's not always what you should say, which is why you should be slow to speak. Sometimes when you speak too fast, you can cause damage that can last not only through one relationship, but it can cause damage generationally. There can be certain thoughts and things that we put on our children to feel a certain type of way towards a certain type of person, or to a certain individual even. If we do that, then it's just creating that same cycle over and over and over again. And then you have people hating people based on what someone taught them without actually having that experience. And for me, I've had to step back and look at the things that I inherited, the thoughts and the things I inherited from culture, things I inherited from family, things I inherited from a workplace or just things that I have taken on as my own thoughts and beliefs. And a lot of times we don't even realize why those are even our thoughts and our beliefs. We just know that you were taught or someone said, and so since you weren't sure, you just went with it. But I think if, especially in this climate where we are, we just got through the 2020 election and so much happened, and I was so grieved because a lot of things that the things that are being spewed across the internet and across the world, like things that have come out, like it has been like a bloodshed fest without physical blood. It's just been that in the spirit, and in seeing and sensing and feeling all of that, it's just like a lot of people, like I said, inherit doctrines, and they take it and they say, okay, this has got to be it, so I'm running with it. Not even realizing that the things people experience shape how they view the world. It shapes their perspective. And with all of our experiences being different, all our perspectives can be different. Now, people with shared experiences can have the same perspective to a degree, and you're going to have that in every group. In your group of friendship, there's something that draws you there, some type of experience, some type of something that draws you all together. But then there are separate experiences that we have that make our perspective in another area different. And it's important to examine that everybody's experience was not viewed as an experience. It was viewed as a trauma. Traumas shape how we handle people. They shape how we handle situations, how we respond, our reactions, our emotions, every bit of us. Like, if you don't recognize areas of trauma within you, you're not going to recognize the biases you create or the perspectives that you create that aren't right, honestly. They're distorted based on a trauma. I was reading the devotional this morning, and the devotional was talking about the scripture where two or three are gathered together in my name, there will I be in the midst of them. And in that scripture, it was in the devotional part, the devotional said, it stated a quote about how we view others based on their actions. But when we look at ourselves, we only see our intentions. And really, we've been vulnerable with ourselves. We live with ourselves every day. And no matter how you try to say that you don't, the way you form perspectives and form opinions about people is based on their actions. And that is the same way people are viewing you. Not by your intentions. Not by, I meant to say, or, oh, I didn't mean for it to come off that way, but it did. And to a person that perhaps you offended, you are an offender now. And when they see you, they're going to remember that experience that they had with you. They're not going to say, oh, those are not her intentions. And they judge you based off your actions. So I want to encourage you, like, really, to be slow to speak. And if you pray, sometimes you cannot just fly off the handle. Like, you need to stop, process what is really happening right here. What's really happening? What is my role in this? And now, how do I either A, move forward, or B, address it? When you decide whichever course of action through prayer and really communing with God, and God has been getting me together with the word, like every day, there have been verses that I've seen dozens of times, but it comes, they've been coming after something major has taken place where I am ready to fly off the handle. And God has really been really getting me together with the word. And so I encourage you to really dig into the word. And really, like he was doing it through the verse of the day on the Bible app. Like through the verse of the day, not even this profound preacher. He's been doing it through the verse of the day. Isn't that crazy? Something so minute that some people might think that is so small and minute. And but when I tell you, he's been wrapping me all up together with it. And it's because he means what he says in his word. And so I believe his word to be true. So I'm just going to just take a moment. I'm going to stop here, and I want to take a moment and pray for each listener today. I want you to know, number one, you are not alone. That's one. Two, the word of God is there to help lead us and to help guide us. And then after Jesus left the earth, he finally left the earth. He sent back a comforter, and he sent Holy Spirit, and we literally have God in the Spirit walking and being and dwelling in us each and every day. And I want you to be encouraged that although you have not seen what you think you should see, I challenge you to just give it a try. Just give it a try. So, Lord, I thank you for just each and every one of these listeners. God, I pray that even now, wherever they are, that your Holy Spirit will literally wrap arms around and cover them in such a way that they feel protected. God, we ask even in this moment that if someone is listening to me and is not saved, that, Lord, that you would allow your love to be demonstrated so much so, God, that they will want you. Your word says that if someone confesses with their mouth and believes in their heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, that they will be saved. And so, God, we thank you now just for those that desire salvation. And, God, don't allow the things that are happening now in the world, even with Christians, don't allow that to deter them from experiencing you, from experiencing being in your presence, from experiencing having a relationship, building a relationship with you, and becoming intimate and vulnerable with you. Father, I thank you for every person battling with speaking quickly, speaking before it's time, people who seek revenge themselves. Father, I ask that even now, God, that you would begin to bridle their tongue in such a way, Lord, that even when they want to respond, that they recognize that you will have all the response that they need. And when it's time for them to say something, when they speak, it'll be exactly what needs to be heard. Father, thank you for allowing us to come together one more time on this Dear Growing Women's podcast. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Hi, Dear Growing Woman. I'm Livy. Did you like this podcast? Check out the blog at www.deargrowingwoman.com. When you get there, make sure you like and sign up to receive updates. Thanks. Love you.